When I was in the Middle East, news came that, and my department became aware of a Lebanese media report announcing that one of the individuals accused of the murder of Private Sean Rooney on the 14th of December last, and who had been in Lebanese custody, had been released on bail. The case against this individual and the other defendants is due to resume in Beirut on the 15th of December. In addition to the assistance provided by the Irish Embassy in Cairo and the Honorary Consulate in Beirut, my department has also engaged the services of a Lebanese legal firm to represent the interests and concerns of the Irish government at court hearings in this case. Following the media reports, immediate inquiries have been made to establish the facts and the circumstances relating to the release of the individual concerned. Those inquiries confirmed that he had been released on bail with the payment of a financial bond, and the understanding is that the release was granted for medical reasons. Further inquiries are continuing to obtain as much detail as possible on this release. The family are my absolute priority in terms of ensuring that they are kept immediately informed of any updates received by department, including the very disappointing news this week, and I'm not at all happy with what has transpired. And in this regard, I met with Private Rooney's mother, Natasha, yesterday to update her on the progress of the investigations being carried out into her son's killing. I assured her of the government's continued determination to ensure that justice is done in holding those responsible for this heinous crime. And this is a point I've strongly made recently, again, with the Lebanese foreign and defence counterparts, my counterparts, as well as with the United Nations, when I met the Secretary General Antonio Guterres earlier in the year, and I met with the Lebanese Foreign Minister during Anga Week in September in respect of this. Given that the matter is now before the Lebanese judicial system, I am not in a position to comment further at this time, but my department and the embassy in Cairo and the Honorary Consulate in Beirut will continue to monitor developments very closely. Our legal representatives can observe what's going on at the courts, but can't actually intervene in the court case per se. I'll come back to you.
Obviously, here I can't even imagine how this is for Natasha and the rest of the family. I was aware that you had met with them, and I suppose that's where that's the most important thing, that we ensure that the family is kept up to date as much as possible. It's absolutely vital that we would get answers. I don't think it's okay that you yourself learned from this through media reports. I do welcome the fact that the family were informed as soon as you knew, but we need to get those answers in relation to this, because obviously we're very worried about this particular situation. We know that it must be investigated from a point of view of the Defence Forces, ensuring that they make all the learnings that are necessary from a protocols and operating procedures point of view. But it's also vital that we remember Private Rooney and the sacrifice that he made, and that his family are offered all that this state can from a point of view of delivering justice.
I appreciate what you're saying, Deputy. I'm not happy with this, and certainly the family, quite understandably, are not happy with this. And I will again be conveying to the Lebanese government and to the United Nations my view that the lives of our peacekeepers need to be valued and affirmed through robust legal processes. And we know the situation in Lebanon is challenging, to say the least, in terms of the polity there, in terms of the range of issues. I did meet the Lebanese Minister for Foreign Affairs in New York, as I said, at UN General Assembly Week. And I again raised the matter of this criminal investigation. And I spoke with recently spoke with the Lebanese Defence Minister and relayed strong messaging around justice for Private Rooney. And we will continue to do that. And likewise with the UN. And we're now, the next stage will be the next hearing on the 15th of December. But I take on board what you're saying.